This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Joint Committee on Appropriations will come to order. Good morning. We want to welcome the internet listeners today. In Joint Appropriations, we're going to be taking up Senate Bill 32. The amendment is being printed now. And so, with Senate Bill 32, that is the act to revise the General Appropriations Act for fiscal year 2017. And before we get into the schedule, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Ollers.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Yay. Howard,
here.
Carr,
here.
Peterson,
here.
Lake,
here.
Bartles,
here.
Sutton,
here.
Nusseba,
here.
Cronin,
here.
Partridge,
yep.
Peters,
here.
Haverly,
here.
White,
here.
Hunhoff,
here.
Wick,
here.
Anderson,
here.
Tiedemann,
here.
Everybody's here.
We do have a quorum. Very good. And Senator Haverly.
Mr. Chair, I move to approve the minutes of the Joint Appropriations Committee for March 8th.
Second.
Second by Senator Wick. Any discussion on those minutes? Hearing none, go ahead.
Only if you can't remember what happened yesterday, you've got troubles today.
That's true. Thank you. With that, those in favor of the minutes, say aye. Those opposed, nay. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Those minutes are approved. We do have two pages with us.
Again. Treats tomorrow.
My phone went off.
Yes, you do. Oh,
oh my gosh. Well, we also have treats today. Compliments of Barb. Thank you very much. And we have two pages that have joined us. We want to thank you for your service. Come forward. Tell us your name, where you go to school, and where you plan to go to school, or what you plan to do after you graduate.
My name is Jesse Ristow, and I'm from Chamberlain. I'm a senior this year, and next year I plan on attending Black Hills State, but I'm undecided on what I want to major in.
My name's Courtney Peters, and I go to school in Oryx, and I plan to also attend Black Hills State, and I am going to major in physical therapy.
Okay, good luck. Thank you for your service. Yes, Representative Lake.
Yes, I would like to point out that Ms. Ristow has a devastatingly good-looking, handsome, smart, but very humble uncle who also happens to be in the House of Representatives.
Wow, who is that? That's right. Well, good. Thank you very much. Okay, any other announcements outside of welcoming back Representative Carson? Great to have you back. I know you have a speech.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thanks, committee. Thanks for all your thoughts and prayers.
Yes. You were definitely on our mind. Your nameplate never moved. So.
Barbara's in charge of that.
Yes. So we want to thank. We're waiting for the final, the amendment to be printed, but I'll bring up Senate Bill 32, the Act to Revise the General Appropriations Act for Fiscal Year 2017. Again, the bill that was printed originally has been altered immensely. And so that is being finalized and being printed. And as soon as that reaches here, we will take that amendment up. So, just stay in place. Oh, the chairs in the back, there's a slip of paper under each one of them. It has a price tag on it. And so just check before you leave, and then we'll take credit cards, debit cards, or cash. That's right. The interns were having fun, so we just said place those numbers underneath the chairs.
And if you use American Express, we're charging $5 extra.
That's right. Thank you. Joint Appropriations? You should have the amendment in front of you now. Okay. We do have an amendment in front for 32 Mike Charlie, Senator Wick.
Mr. Chairman,
I would move that Senate Bill 32 be amended with Amendment 32, Mike Charlie.
Seconded by Senator Partridge. Okay. Thank you very much. So, we now have the Amendment 32, Mike Charlie. Proponents of this amendment. Are you ready? Good, thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I don't know how to work this thing. Stephen, do you know how to work this thing?
You want the overhead?
Yep. Can you help
me? Second, yep, we'll get it turned on here. Jeff will come and get it started for
Thank you. I think you could do the whole thing. I guess, yeah, I can move it. That's fine. That's big enough. I can move it up and down. That's fine. Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Chair.
Okay, yes, go ahead, Ms.
Liza Clark with the Bureau of Finance and Management. This shows the, this is kind of a summary on your screen of the amendment that you have before you for Senate Bill 32. This is the annual bill to amend the current year's FY 2017 budget. These changes are based on information that's been revised since the end of the 2016 legislative session, such as utilities, property valuations, student enrollments, and various other adjustments. The general fund changes included pertain to correctional health, security upgrades at correctional facilities, additional nursing care beds at the state vet's home, upgrades to the state automated victim information and notification system, Hope Court incentives, technical institute and state aid revisions, utility costs for state facilities, the closure of Star Academy, and decreases in utilization in a few different departments. The decreases, and I don't know, move it up a little bit. The decreases totaled in this budget are just over almost $41 million in general funds, almost $4.3 million in federal, and an increase of just over or almost $7.6 million in other fund expenditure authority for a total reduction of $37.6 million. This bill also includes scroll that up, sorry, various cash transfers. Increases of revenue due to transferred from Vets Home Operating Fund, General Militia Fund, Video Lottery Operating Fund, Court Automation Fund, Private Activities Bond Fund, Telecommunications Fund, and the Certified Beef Fund. And then there's also a transfer from the Court Automation Fund to the Attorney General Other Fund, which is a net to zero.
Ms. Clark?
Yep.
Is there a possibility that we could get a copy of
sure.
that? Do you have copies?
I do.
Have the pages?
Sure.
Help get them. Thank you.
I don't know. I think I have enough here.
And we can make copies if you, but if they can distribute them, that'll help us. Thank you very much.
No problem. Okay.
Okay. Everybody's got copies up here now, so.
Okay, so I will follow the this sheet discussing them going down the line. The first one is correctional health care. You've discussed this in both the DOC and Department of Health budget hearings. This is one time for $1.755 million in general funds. You'll also recall that we give the general funds to the Department of Corrections and the other funds to the Department of Health. This is due to the inmate population exceeding the ADC for the past 6 months. The FY17 budgeted ADC was 3,682. The revised budgeted is 3,795. Okay. The second one, the Department of Veterans Affairs, Veterans Home Operations. You also discussed this in the FY18 budget. You'll see this in 18 and 17. And this is how for the Medicaid match for the federal government for veterans. And then you will see at the cash transfer. The first cash transfer is $1.5 million in cash. We have to have general funds to meet the Medicaid match, and then the revenue they receive from the VA we are transferring to the general fund. So this is more than a wash. Next is the Department of Education. Sorry, it was off on one here. Department of Education Reading Intervention Program. And this is something new that you added to the FY17 budget last year, $345,000. This would remove it from the Department of Education's base, but allow them to fund the three-year program, the contract that they have signed to implement the reading program in the schools. So this would be a three-year pilot. This would fund that and then remove that from the Department of Education base when we discuss FY18. Department of Corrections Operations, this is security updates throughout the prison because of the increased counts we are seeing. There are various, I know they talked about this also in their budget hearing, but some of the items are to modify cell doors, cell chairs, x-ray machine, port gate is the, there's over $200,000 for a Sally port gate at the Jamison Annex. Video management security system. Part of this increase is for food services due to the increased population and software upgrades for offender management system. And this also includes a reduction in juvenile placements as they've been seeing a reduction there. Hope incentives within the unified judicial system. This adds $390,001 time funds to incentivize counties to implement HOPE courts statewide. This is an evidence-based program that originated in Hawaii as a program to treat the most severe drug addiction cases in the community as an alternative to incarceration. You've discussed this in the past as well. This is modeled after the successful 24/7 sobriety program within the Attorney General's office. Next is the crime victims right within the Attorney General's office. This adds $158,000 due to the passage of Marcy's Law to upgrade to for software upgrades to the statewide automated victim information and notification or SAVIN system. You've discussed this previously. This was a higher amount originally, but this is the amount needed to upgrade those systems. Next is the Cribs for Kids program in the Department of Health. This was originally part of the ongoing budget. This last year was in one-time funds to continue this program for approximately 1,400 pack-and-play systems. They provide the Department of Health provides these to families that are unable to provide safe sleep environments to combat the infant death rate in South Dakota. Next is the personal services reduction. So now we're going to start with reductions, as you can see. The next is school and public lands reduction. This is what the commissioner had said because he had a vacancy for part of the year that he would be reverting from his budget. The next is the bond payment within Department of Education, $52,000 in general funds, due to the Technical Institute's bond payment lower than original projections. Juvenile corrections monitor in the Department of Human Services. This is the reduction. We saw this as a vacant juvenile corrections monitor position as Star Academy closed. You saw this as a reduction in FY18 as well. That's within the Department of Human Services. Services for the blind and visually impaired in Human Services is reduction of $85,000. Part of this is due in personal services due to vacancy and turnover, and the other is due to operating expenses lower than projected due to projected service utilization. Independent living teacher case services for the blind under 55 are below what they originally projected. Operations and the Secretary of State would hand that off to... This is a reduction of $100,000 in appropriation of $250,000 of other fund expenditure authority to utilize her fees instead of general funds. Salary policy pool within the Bureau of Finance and Management. This happens every year. Well, every year that we have salary policy, it is just the amount after that was distributed remaining in the Bureau.
And Ms. Clark, was that because of some vacancies where they didn't get the increase type thing?
It's based on when we asked for salary policy to the legislature, we based it on who is our projected of who will be employed. When we actually disperse it, it's based on where people are that, and then there's always going to be a fluctuation.
Yep. Okay, thank you.
Developmental disabilities within Department of Human Services, a reduction of $312,020 in general funds and $367,910 in federal funds. This is due to lower projected expenses. Some people may be waiting in SDDC longer as they wait to be placed into the communities. SDDC Personal Services, this is a large decrease, and it's due to vacancies and turnover within SDDC, which we always have a problem with. There is a smaller cut in FY18 ongoing. There's the reduction in Unified Judicial System of $500,000 in general funds in personal services due to vacancies and turnover. In technical Department of Education, Technical Institute revision, this reduces $694,000 in general funds due to updated full-time equivalent student numbers. So the adopted FY17 budgeted number was 5,905. The revised estimate is 5,707.5. Birth to three, this is a reduction in general funds. Excuse me, due to the number of units of services billed being less than anticipated. This is a result of the number of children being lower and providers billing insurance companies when possible. You'll see a similar reduction in FY18. On the Board of Regents, this is a reduction of just over $1.8 million throughout the Board of Regents in general funds due to vacancies and reduced operational expenses throughout the campuses. Statewide utilities, this is based on updated projections. This is a different amount than what was originally asked in Senate Bill 32 based on changes we've seen in revised estimates. As a projected increase for both natural gas and propane is now at 10%, as well as a 5% increase of electricity, and that was being held flat originally. We had updated projections. This item of utilities cuts $1,679 in general funds from social services, almost $1.9 million from the Board of Regents, adds increases $17,426 in the Department of Military, increases other funds of $13,000 in the Department of Veterans Affairs, cuts $344,274 in the Department of Corrections, cuts $51,106 general funds of Human Services, and cuts $102,000 from in other funds from the Department of Transportation based on increased or updated projections. Capital complex depreciation. We discussed this at length when we did the BOA budget setting. This is a one-time cash that we will give. We will move from capital complex M&R to the statewide M&R, which allows us to cut that money from statewide M&R and give us the expenditure authority to spend that cash. So not net to zero to the statewide M&R. Star Academy, this reduces $3,660,132 in general funds, $467,943 in federal fund expenditure authority, and 41 FTE due to the closure of Star Academy. This has been discussed at great length. There is still funding available in FY18, or funding remaining in FY18, including funding for a building maintenance specialist, a physical plant manager, a program assistant, and senior building worker, as well as utilities in the 18 budget you discussed previously. Department of Social Services. Sorry, just making sure everything's on the screen here. The Department of Social Services reduces $10,693,955 in general funds, federal fund expenditure authority by $5,068,609 and 10 FTE for DSS operations. Decrease of $3,056,000 in general funds due to the ramp up of services under the Juvenile Justice Reinvestment Act, which you guys discussed in their budget hearing. Decrease of $3,917,497 in general funds and $849,081 in federal fund expenditure authority due to fewer Title 19 eligibles and more Title 21 eligible. Decrease of $1,226,372 in general funds in adult services and aging due to lower utilization of the services. Decrease of $1,232,430 in general funds due to less utilization of the child care subsidies. Decrease of $262,000 in general funds and $323,000 in federal fund expenditure authority due to lower utilization of the psychiatric residential treatment facilities in the Division of Child Protection. Decrease of $756,946 in general funds and $95,864 in federal fund expenditure authority due to lower utilization of auxiliary placement services. Decrease of $250,000 in general funds within behavioral health due to vacancies. Decrease of $105,271 in general funds and $336,525 in federal fund expenditure authority due to the closure of the adolescent chemical dependency unit at HSC. And then an increase of $112,797 in general funds for food service at HSC due to higher than projected trustees. The state aid, Department of Education state aid revision and operations. This reduces the general funds by a little over $20.5 million due to fewer students and higher local property tax effort than budgeted in 17. As you recall, we discussed that relating to property tax relief being on the calendar year and us budgeting on a fiscal year when you passed 1182 with the sales tax increase. Highway Patrol Motor Carrier Services and Public Safety. This adds $952,628 in federal fund expenditure authority due to increase in Motor Carrier Safety Alliance Program grant. This will cover additional funding received on a one-time basis from the federal grant from federal fiscal year 17. And then within the Board of Regents, this adds 14 FTE and just over 2.6 in other fund expenditure authority for e-learning at Northern, and 12 of the FTE are for e-learning at Northern and 2 to expand outreach at the School for the Deaf. Odyssey redaction in UJS. This bill adds just over $1 million in other fund expenditure authority to provide for the redaction of certain personal information from certain court records prior to publishing the information. Tourism promotion and gaming. This is $287,900 based on updated projections and increase in promotion and gaming revenues. Securities agencies to grant within the unified judicial system. This adds $250,000 in other fund expenditure authority to provide grants to counties for security upgrades. Funding is matched by the counties on a 50-50 basis. That gets to the total spending of reducing 37 FTE, reducing general funds by $40,961,553, reducing federal fund expenditure authority by $4,268,346, and increasing other fund expenditure authority by $7,596,525. Next, at the includes the FY 2017 cash transfers. As discussed, this bill transfers $1.5 million from the Department of Veterans Affairs to the general fund. This includes a transfer from the private activities bond fund to the general fund of $911,625, which is the balance now in that fund that transfers from the private activities bond fund. These fees are generated from fees from private activity tax-exempt bonds on the housing program. This includes a transfer of $800,000 of funds from the telecommunication fund to the general fund. I think this has been discussed previously. This balance at the end of FY16 has a balance of $3.6 million. This transfers $500,000 from the video lottery operating fund. At the end of FY16, this fund had a balance of $3.7 million. This is a $500,000 transfer as the video lottery system has upgrades coming up to their system, that communicates with all video lottery across the state. This includes a transfer from $500,000 from the court automation fund to the general fund within UJS that had a balance at the end of 16 of just over $6 million. This bill transfers $180,000 from the general militia fund from the general militia fund to the general fund. This fund is within the Department of Military, and this fund was created for the maintenance and repair of National Guard Armory. This is something that we talked about when we purchased the land to utilize this fund for that. Instead of putting it on that bill, we just did the transfer in this bill. This includes a transfer of $104,000 from the Certified Beef Fund to the General Fund. This is the balance in the fund. This was received fees from beef processing plants in South Dakota, which there are no longer any. This fund was originally to promote South Dakota beef. And finally, this bill transfers $181,192 of funds from the Court Automation Fund to the Attorney General Fund. They will be used at the Attorney General's office for expenses related to the Elder Abuse Task Force. Total cash transfers are $4,495,625 to the general fund, and then a transfer between the two funds, but giving the Attorney General's office the expenditure authority of $181,192. With that, I would stand by for questions.
And with that discussion, I'd like to move the amendment so that we can talk about it. No, it's been moved, but I want to vote on the amendment. So those in favor of the amendment 32, Mike, Charlie, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Amendment is moved. Now, questions? Senator Peters.
Thank you. I guess I'm not sure where to start. But let's start with the bottom one first. The Court Automation Fund to fund the Attorney General for the Elder Task Force. When we met with him, this was not anything part of the discussion. Can you explain why all of a sudden this is today?
Mr. Chair, Greg Satizon with the Unified Judicial System. Senator Peters, this is essentially, if you remember, at the end of last year, we agreed to fund those from the Court Automation Fund. At the time of that agreement, there was nothing in place to actually authorize the transfer. And so this is essentially backfilling what was attempted to be done last year, but there was no authority, which created some concerns, is my understanding, on the BFM side. And so this really cleans that up and provides some authority so nobody gets written up in an audit process, is I guess my understanding of it.
Can I follow up?
Follow up, go ahead.
Thank you. And will we be seeing something similar for the FY18, or is this included in 18 too?
Mr. Chair,
yes,
you will be seeing the same thing next year for 18. As part of the discussions, we agreed to fund those positions for another year, and then we hope that there is some kind of a permanent solution at the Attorney General's office, as it doesn't seem to make sense to have UJS paying for prosecutors.
Okay. If I can, since we have Mr. Satizon sitting in the hot chair, can I ask a couple more questions?
Go ahead.
Thank you. I would like to talk about the UJS Odyssey reduction and then the UJS security grants to counties. Can you kind of fill me in on those two as well, because they're brand new, and then also the funding mechanism for that?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
I'll start with the funding to the counties. So we currently have about $10,000 in general funds that we use to provide a solicitation to counties to make improvements to their facilities. Those would be things like Kevlar on the judge's bench, security cameras in the hallways, bulletproof glass, security alarms, panic buttons, video cameras, those kind of things. And this really authorizes one time from the Court Automation Fund to increase that to $250,000 for a chance to counties to make those changes and for us to provide some of that incentive. As you know, counties, courthouses are owned by the counties, and so all those physical expenses are county expenses, so we don't go in and start installing those things. It's very much a partnership with the counties. And so that's really to incentivize the counties to engage in some of those things that they don't have funding to do. And every year we send out that letter and make the solicitations, and the $10,000, as you can imagine, goes very fast. And so that's the intent of the security grants.
Where does the money come from?
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
That's a one-time expenditure from the Court Automation Fund. And then, Mr. Chair, I can talk about redaction.
Redaction.
So redaction, again, this is also from the Court Automation Fund, the $1,015,000, I believe it is, $30,000. And so this is really, I talked a little bit about this at our budget hearing, but this is really what is the last obstacle before we can provide public access to court records online. Right now we have a lot of information that's sort of protected by the fact that you have to go to the courthouse to view it. But if we move that information online, we did a test during a two-week period and found about 1,200 documents are filed within 2 weeks that have Social Security numbers, tax information, W-2s, names of victim witnesses, things that attorneys or parties filing documents should have removed. And so this redaction software, that one million and change is really a one-time expense to go in and apply the redaction software and backscan all of our old documents and then set us up so that we can scan to remove those, that information so that we can move toward public access to court records.
Other questions from committee members? Senator Cronin.
Just real quick, Greg, what is the balance in the Court Automation Fund
as of today, $6.4 million. At the end of the year, if we include the suggested changes, the sweep of $500,000, we would estimate $2.7 million at the end of FY17.
Okay. Any follow-up, Senator Cronin?
Not with him. No.
Okay. Senator Peters.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just kind of following up. So I've been around a long time when it comes to the Court Automation Fund and with all of the fees, and we've increased the fees, and we've talked about the debt collection agencies having to collect because we're not collecting what we should be. So kind of explain the long-term sustainability of this particular fund, because this has been a long time of give and take out of in and out of this fund, and we keep raising fees. So kind of help me understand the long-term sustainability if we keep pulling this kind of cash out of this fund.
Mr. Chair, right now we believe that these projects, since these are one-time projects, we very much can control that expenditure. And as I mentioned, with the current cash balance, we think that that's important to engage in these projects, which I would identify as our highest priority: security grants to counties, public access to court records. Those are the things that we hear most about from our end users. And so that's, I think it's important to make those one-time expenditures. We still think the cash balance, the 2.7 at the end of this fiscal year, is still, and obviously, I know you've been around long enough to know that we do estimate conservatively, but we still feel like this provides a situation where we can engage in those projects, but still have a healthy cash balance. As we talk about this, the last thing that I ever want to do is come and ask for some sort of a bailout from that fund. And so we are very conservative with the expenditures, but we think that these are important projects and that we can sustain those, and that wouldn't lead to any kind of fee increase or request for additional funds at any time in the near future.
Other committee questions? Senator Cronin.
Thank you. On the statewide M&R, you can go.
You're excused.
Yeah. So I asked yesterday and the day before for a list of projects in 17 and a list of projects in 18 that are expected to happen. Does anybody have those?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I do not have that with me. I'm sorry.
Can you tell me how much money is in statewide M&R that has yet to be dedicated to an expense? I know there's a list of projects that we want to get done, but what is the total amount that is now dedicated to a project for statewide M&R?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
So for FY17, you'll recall that M&R funding lasts for 2 years. So it's a deferred budget. The appropriation for FY17 we have dedicated to projects in the current budget. I don't have the list of projects. Some are already under contract. The rest of it is dedicated to a specific project to spend it all. But obviously, we don't pay the project until the work is complete, which is why M&R funding is a two-year funding. So the 17, I would tell you, is all committed to a project. I don't have the list with me. I wasn't aware of that request. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Senator Crone.
Did any of our staff get any? You haven't gotten anything back? Okay.
I know that the list was in board papers that had all the things projected, but I understand where your question is. Again, remember, it's over 2 years. And
I understand that.
That's something that we can follow up on very quickly.
Yep.
But we're going to recess.
Okay.
And then go to the Senate floor and then come back while they're finalizing and tallying to make sure that everything adds up properly. And then we'll take a vote on Senate Bill 32 as amended. Okay. Any other questions? We got a few minutes. Senator Nessaba.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I'm looking at the two different documents between the LRC and BFM, and the numbers match for the general and for the other, but there does seem to be a deviation on the federal, and I'm not sure who that question is actually aimed at. The BFM number has a decrease of about $4.2 million, and ours numbers look like they're about a negative $750,000 or something, so if somebody could resolve that for me, I'd be grateful.
Just a second. Mr. Simmons can answer that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Jason Simmons with the Legislative Research Council. This morning, after that document was distributed to you, we received revised federal fund numbers from the Bureau of Finance and Management. So the BFM document you have reflects the correct amount. The LRC one is off just slightly, and we will get that updated and get you a new one.
Okay. Senator Partridge.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a quick question related to the Star Academy versus the juvenile corrections or maybe juvenile community corrections decrease. So included here in the Star Academy, we have the decrease, but you said that there was a reduction, I think about $120,000, and that is included in the increase listed above in DOC. Is that correct?
Right. Is it in the 6 minutes? Mr. Chair, just a second. Let me make sure.
Yes, go ahead.
I think.
Included
within the $610,000 in the DOC operations. Yes. 610,246. Yep.
Any other questions from committee members? Senator Peters.
I'm going to follow up on that because I also I'm having a hard time tying down that 610 number. So within that 610 is the $120,000. What else is in there? Which other line items are in that number?
Okay. So included in the 610, and I don't have your sheet, but I'm just going to list off what we have in that, okay? Included in the 610 is the $389,000 for security equipment upgrades, $192,000 increase for food services, $149,000 for software upgrades, and then a reduction of $120,000.
So, Mr. Chair,
yes.
Those numbers that she just read off don't match what our sheet. Is that accurate? Is that an accurate statement? So, somehow we're going to have to figure out why our line item budget unit numbers don't match. Because if our LRC have different numbers than you do, then our amendment might not jive right.
Yeah.
Because I think our staff looked at budget item line numbers and have it listed out by budget item. And so the numbers you just gave me don't match those numbers.
Okay. Mr. Chair, like you said, when we break, we'll definitely
That's
make
right.
sure that balances.
Those are going to be matched up when we recess now, they get a chance to go together to pull this together at the last second. I just want to thank everybody for your attendance today. Again, we're going to recess because the Senate goes in at 9 o'clock. We'll come back and reconcile the numbers, and then we'll vote on Senate Bill 32. Mike Charlie, we're in recess. Joint Appropriations will come back in from recess. It was fun in recess, wasn't it? Just like when I was back in high school and grade school. Great time. So, questions, any other questions on Senate Bill 32 as amended? Yes, Senator Peters.
Thank you. I have a question on the birth to three for Department of Ed. Can you kind of walk me through why we're cutting that number again?
There's
less utilization, is my understanding.
Mr. Chair, members of
yes.
the committee, Tammy Darnall, Department of Education. And yes, there's less utilization than we thought we would see. It's kind of a combination of things. You know, we have the number of kids is down, and then just the mix of services, because even if you have the same number of kids, their services might be different. So it's the mix of services. And the other thing is our birth to three staff and all the providers and service coordinators out there have done an amazing job on working on different things to be more efficient and to save money. They've really worked on billing insurance companies when it's allowable, although that we're starting to see some insurance companies starting to deny, so that swing might come back the other way. They're also working on things like different ways they can use telemedicine or video conferencing and stuff, and helping parents to learn more how to do those therapies. So our staff has been doing a great job in trying to keep those costs down also.
Okay. Follow up or? Okay. Yes, Senator Partridge.
Well, she's there. Ms. Darnell, would you go through the bond payment for me, the DOE bond payment? I think it's technical institutes and the payments were less, but why?
Thank you. Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I do not have those numbers in front of me because it was pretty much a formula thing, but it's just that when the calculation was done for the payments, when the actual payment came in, it was lower, and we're still meeting our need. I don't have the numbers in front of me. I apologize.
Senator Cronin?
So that would be a one-time decrease then?
Mr. Chair?
Your bond payments will now be on target?
Yes, each year we have the bond schedule, and we work with HEF to get that schedule, and we budget based on what that schedule is for the payments.
Okay, so this is just an anomaly?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Senator Peters.
Just so it's on the record, I did ask for some detail about the DSS operations with the change in the utilization average cost, because it's a formula driven as far as an average cost times average utilization times average eligibles, and so they're working on getting that information put together for us, just so you all know.
Okay. Any other questions? Seeing no other questions. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Chairman, I would move do pass on Senate Bill 32 as amended.
Second. Seconded by Senator Wick. Any discussion on that motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, we've spent a lot of time working through these numbers. We've been looking at them basically the entire session, on and off at different times. We've known that we had some challenges ahead of us. I compliment both LRC staff and BFM staff for really a lot of effort. It's one thing when we're debating about are we going to spend $15 or $20 million extra dollars, but when we have to start cutting and finding places to hold back, that's really getting into real work, folks. And so I appreciate all of their efforts and would encourage all of us to approve this bill. Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments from committee members on the motion? Yes. Representative Ahlers and then Senator Cronin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I would like to echo those comments. I think that Senate Bill 32 overall is a really good bill, and I think it'll help us get things in line with the fiscal 17 year. I do want to note one objection. the transfer of the cash, or the cash transfer of $800,000 from the telecommunications fund. Unlike the other cash transfers, this was not brought by a department, nor will the money be used for its intended purpose. The tax is collected for communication services for people with disabilities. We do have additional rainy day dollars in our reserve fund that even if we used $800,000 from that, would not go below our 10% cash reserve. So I just want that objection noted.
I thank you for bringing that forth, and I just want to, for the record, say that as we look at the revenues for FY17, and if we continue the trend that we are on, they will use the reserve or the rainy day fund or our savings account to balance the budget. So we're saving that in reserve. That's our last line of defense. Thank you. Any other comments from committee members? Senator Cronin.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I also echo the fact that at the end of the day, we were able to balance the budget. When we came here in December, it was $28 million is what was in this bill. And I think through the efforts of the chairs and BFM and LRC, I am glad to see that we were able to come up with another $11.9 million to make sure that this budget is balanced. And I know that some of the things are not perfect for everybody, but when it comes to this time, we have to do what we can to make sure that we balance. And fiscal year 17 is, of course, almost over, so I would encourage everyone to vote yay on this. It had a very tumultuous path over the last few days, but I'm glad that we're here, and I would urge support.
Okay. Any other committee comments? Again, as chair, I would like to echo the comments that have been made about the LRC staff and Bureau of Finance Management staff, as well as all of the departments and folks that found dollars to help fill the hole. It was a great team effort. And in South Dakota, we can get these things done this way in a short time period. So thank you for all of the team effort to get these things put together. With that, the secretary will call the roll on Senate Bill 32 as amended. Do pass. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Ahlers.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Howard.
Aye.
Carr.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Lake.
Aye.
Bartles.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Nessebar.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Anderson?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
18.
It's unanimous. Do pass on Senate Bill 32 as amended. With that, because we'll need to sign some stuff and get it over to the front desk, right?
Yes.
Okay, because we're going to now recess and go into briefing on some of the motion papers for the departments that we have coming up. So, thank you for joining us today. Did you check to see if you're the $1,000 or the $5,000 chair back there? We accept credit cards. So, we're going to recess. That's right. I'm back into session.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator Wick.
I move we adjourn.
Seconded by Senator Partridge to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. We're adjourned.